Great day. This is Ari from Empowered with Ari, and you're listening to the She Is You podcast, the show that bridges the gap between the challenges women face and the solutions they seek for those who love embracing their inner strength and self-development. Today, we're diving into the transformative world of neurolinguistic programming with Elizabeth Ann Walker, visionary founder of Elizabeth Ann Walker Training and Coaching. Elizabeth is Australia's top integrated NLP trainer with over 25 years of experience empowering individuals to unlock their potential for profound growth. As a visionary and founder of EAWTC, Elizabeth has shared stages with renowned leaders like Richard Branson, Tony Robbins, and Robert Kiyosaki, and worked alongside people like Gary Vaynerchuk, also known as Gary V, and Elena Cardone. We'll explore how NLP can benefit women, why it's a powerful tool for personal development, and how it can help you make decisions and break free from overthinking. Plus, we'll tackle misconceptions like why Google says NLP is a cult. Thanks for joining us, Elizabeth Ann Walker. And remember, if you're ready to unlock your potential and embrace your glorious self, hit that subscribe button to join the She Is You movement. Let's embark on this exhilarating journey together. Liz, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today with your extensive experience in neurolinguistic programming and your groundbreaking techniques. I'm eager to dive into how NLP can empower women and provide solutions to the challenges they face. Let's kick off the conversation by exploring what NLP is and how it can truly transform lives. Welcome to the She Is You podcast.
Wow, thank you. I listened to that intro and I'm like, who is she talking about? Oh, wait, that's me. It sounds so great when someone else says it, right?
Yeah, so, it's amazing.
So what is NLP? It stands for neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro meaning the mind or the brain. Linguistic meaning the language we use, and programming meaning those programs that we've had embedded in our psyche for a long time. So some of these things have come from our parents, some of them have come from our school friends, and some of them have come from our own young adult beliefs, where we start to create these beliefs based on what we've been taught. So for example, as a young child, if you grow up in a home where there's lots and lots of competition, you may create the belief of I'm not good enough. And that belief then plays out through the rest of your life because your brain puts it in like a program. What is a program? Well, just like when you learn to drive a car, you first get in, you have to remember everything. It's like a checklist in your mind. So you go, okay, step one, sit on seat. Step two, put on seatbelt. Step three, hands on steering wheel. Step four, hand on gear shift or handbrake or whatever it is. Once you've learned how to drive, you don't think about it like that. It's not step one, step two, step three. It's all relegated to the unconscious mind, and the unconscious mind takes over. It's the same with those programs that we believe in from when we're little. So what we do with NLP is we actually look at the structure of our brain and the way that our brain's working. So we look at basically the representational system we function in. So some people are largely visual, some people like facts and data, some people like feelings, and some people like sounds and noises. So we look at what are those rep systems, and then from there we go into linguistics. So what are the words you're saying, not just to others, but to yourself? So what are the words that you're saying to yourself about yourself in your mind that's creating your world the way that it currently exists? And then programming those things that we believe in that we've pushed into the back of our unconscious mind, and we just live our life out through those beliefs. So what we do is disconnect all the pieces we don't want, because as an adult, a lot of those beliefs that served us as a child are no longer relevant.
So you're saying that if I had a belief that I was not good enough in my life through business and with friendships, that we can change that belief through NLP?
Absolutely. And it's really fast as well, because as soon as we know where that belief lives and how that belief was created, we can discreate it by disconnecting the program.
Yes. And do these beliefs sit in the conscious mind or the unconscious mind?
They are in the unconscious mind. So when we adopt a new belief, so say, for example, you decided that you wanted to believe in aliens. When you first start believing in aliens, it's probably going to be this thing of, well, I want to learn a bit about aliens. I need some data on aliens. I want to learn all about it. And you're going to remember these facts and figures. And then eventually you're just going to accept that you believe in aliens and that's just who you are, right? Where, and that's now in the unconscious mind. So it's the same with those programs of I'm not good enough, particularly if it happens, you know, when you're a 15-year-old and you've got a boyfriend and you think that everything's great and then all of a sudden he dumps you and you get that feeling of not good enough.
Yeah.
If that's like, that's a program that can easily slip in because at 15, you have no idea who you are. You're trying to find your way in the world. So you kind of believe it yourself. So it drops in from the conscious mind where you first start questioning it, like, well, am I not pretty enough? Am I not fun enough? Am I not daring enough? You question it, and that's in the conscious mind. As soon as you stop questioning it and you're believing it, it's in the unconscious mind.
Yeah. And so how can NLP benefit women? And more specifically, is it better than traditional therapy?
So absolutely, from my opinion. Yeah. So the thing is with women is we tend to take on the world. We are the nurturers. No one exists in the world except through us. We are the ones that have brought every human being into the world, and we take on that natural role of nurturer. And because of that, we take on not just our own problems, but everyone else's problems as well. And our unconscious mind can't differentiate whether we're thinking or talking about our problems or someone else's. And so sometimes if you hang around the wrong people for long enough, you'll take on all of their problems that were never even yours to begin with. So specifically for women, what NLP does is, first of all, when you come to integrated NLP at Elizabeth Ann Walker Training and Coaching, there's a community. It's not just me running it. I have a whole team. I have a crew of assistants. And the people who come in our room are there to build community. And we are great at building community. So you don't walk in and then learn something and walk out. You walk in and you meet your very best friends for life. And the connection is insane. Like, it's so deep, right?
I loved it. The moment you step in that room, it's like community, love, acceptance, all the things that you would hope to see in the world. Yeah.
And so so for women, we actually originally grew up in tribes and our sisters were around us all the time. We had people there to nurture us while we nurtured others. And in the world we live in now, we're busy, we're running off to work, we're running off to the gym, we're running off for our kids, we're running off for our partners, our husbands, we're doing, doing, doing. And what we need is community. So that's not step number one for women, is we provide community, and community is where it's at in terms of being able to move through life seamlessly and easily because you've got sisters who've got your back. So that's the first. The second thing with NLP is because we take on all those burdens, we tend to have a lot more limiting beliefs. And when someone has a limiting belief, like I can't do it, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not loved, then it hinders them. It stops them doing the things that they are capable of doing. And it often stops people living their dreams, especially women. And there are so many incredible dreams inside the hearts of women that never, ever see the light of day because of those limitations.
Yeah.
So with NLP, what we can do is unlock those limiting beliefs, get rid of them and integrate the emotions surrounding them and allow people to tap into who they are and get them doing the things that they were destined to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I personally, before coming into the NLP room, I had been in and out of therapy for years, and it was mind-blowing for me the change and transformation that I received within a week compared to the change that I saw with a therapist over the span of 6 to 8 years. And how was that possible?
Yeah, so this is a controversial topic, right?
Yeah,
so
great. We love controversy.
So traditional therapy is all about tell me the problem. And the focus is on the problem. And yet what we know about the mind is that the mind can't differentiate between reality and fantasy. So in other words, if you tell yourself a story enough, you'll believe it. And most women in particular know this because most of us have told a lie when we were little and we started believing the lie. And then when you get older, you say to your mum, remember that time when I did? And your mum's like, that didn't happen. And you've just lived this lie and believed this lie your entire life because you made it up and it was so fun when you were little. Right. So the traditional therapy focuses on the problem. We know that the brain itself, though, if it keeps focusing on the problem, is actually recreating and strengthening the problem. So, for example, someone has anxiety and they go into a traditional therapist, then the therapist is going to say, so tell me about your anxiety. And first of all, that labels it that it belongs to them. It's like people go, my anxiety. It's not your anxiety, it's just anxiety. If you say it's mine, then there's an ownership level. You get to keep it if you say it like that, right? So traditional therapy allows you to keep your problem. Traditional therapy rehashes the event, which recreates the trauma over and over in your mind. And it just makes it more and more embedded and deep-seated within your mind. And it makes you believe that you're never going to be anything because this thing happened to you. Whereas what we do in NLP is it's really fast and it's utilizing the way that the mind actually works to disconnect the problem that happened back then with the person you are now. So the way I like to say it is your past, rather than defining you, has shaped you. So a lot of people say, oh, my past defines me. No, it doesn't. Just because you were abused as a child doesn't mean you can't be an incredible adult. Just because you had an abusive relationship doesn't mean you can't love again. Your past shapes you. It does not define you.
Absolutely. And that's a big key takeaway I got from NLP. There was in the past a massive story of I was abused, I had an abusive father, this, that. And it became the story that you live your life by. I'm this way because I went through this or I went through that. And once I released the attachment to those stories that I was giving myself, it in a way like completely freed the story and the way that I was living my life. And that in itself is the change that I saw within the week that was incredible and something I personally would not have received with traditional therapy.
Yeah, and one of the things is that the story, like we talk about it in integrated NLP as the metaphor for your life, you know, and a lot of people will stand in front of the mirror and go, I am powerful, I am beautiful, I am amazing, but it's not the story that they tell others and it's not the story they tell themselves in their head. The story in their head is that old one of abuse and anger and violence and things like that. And so that's what they end up creating in the world. Whereas when you change that story and you actually create a beautiful personal metaphor where it's like, I am actually powerful and I am beautiful and I am the way I am. And then you start telling others about it. Sure, you're going to lose a few friends, but you're going to get better ones. You're going to get people actually really believe in you, and that's going to allow you to feel more powerful. It's going to allow you to feel stronger. It's going to allow you to feel like you're meant to be here, and that's going to allow you to live your mission and choose your destiny.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that brings, so we've spoken about anxiety and child abuse. So what specifically can NLP help with?
It helps with, I'm going to say everything, and people will go, it can't help with everything. It can. So anxiety, depression, child abuse, sexual trauma, domestic violence. It can help with business management. It can help with sales techniques. It can help with creating the life you've always wanted. It can help with loving yourself.
You can do that?
Imagine, yeah. Like imagine what you could do if you truly loved yourself, if you actually woke up every morning and went, gee, life's great and I love me. Yeah. Like you would be so much more able to live your mission and live your purpose, right? And the other things that it helps with negotiation. It helps with creating team environments. If you're in corporate, for example, it helps with relationships. It teaches you the language that not only you speak, but that others speak so that you can communicate with them on the level that they can make sense of.
Yeah. And I remember in the prac room, we spoke that all the letter diagnoses as well, the PTS and the ADHD.
Yeah, ADD, ASD, ADHD, ODD, PTSD, all of those things that are labeled with letters. This is the training that will change your life because it'll allow you to see that most of those diagnoses are actually superpowers, not problems.
It
means you have some kind of amazing ability that you're just not tapping into. And yet the traditional world sees it as a hindrance and a disability. We see it as a superpower, and it creates these incredible ways of working with it as opposed to trying to stop it.
Yeah. So something that really stuck with me in one of the talks that you gave was there was a child who was told that they had a learning disability, and you turned around and was like, well, what is he learning that he shouldn't? And that was really powerful. Like, it does put it into perspective that society tends to put children and women and all in all of these boxes, and asking that simple question, well, what are they learning, or what are they focusing on that they shouldn't? It makes you really realize, like, we can focus on learn everything in many different ways. Why does it have to be a problem?
And a great question along those lines for adults is, what is it that you know that you're pretending not to know? Right? Because a lot of women in particular, they know they're destined for more. They know they're here to do something phenomenal, and they just pretend that that doesn't exist so that they can live out their old personal metaphor of problems.
Yeah. And so NLP is less like therapy and more of a way of living and a lifestyle?
Absolutely. So whilst there's techniques that you can learn in NLP, it's actually a way of life. It's about how you think, not what you think. So we look at how you're thinking it, as opposed to this is what I'm thinking. It's how can we change the way you think as opposed to what you think.
Yeah. And so what is the difference between how we think and what we think?
Yeah. So for example, a lot of people think in the way that they're repetitive. So they think the same thing over and over and over again, and it becomes like a broken record in their mind. That's how they're thinking, right? What they might be, the what might be, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, I'm not good enough, for example. But the how is the repetitive nature. So all we need to do is put in a pattern interrupt to stop that cycle and give them a diversion when we look at the visual representational system. So give them a visual diversion so that they can focus on the future by putting a stop sign behind you. Yeah. You can't keep going back, and putting something amazing in the future, like a love heart. And we walk towards love heart and we stop trying to go back.
Yeah. I love that metaphor. The visual of having a stop sign behind you, there's only forward, and definitely putting a love heart in your timeline and leading with your heart, which is something I did want to talk to you about, was get out of your head and into your heart.
Yeah.
I do talk about this a lot.
So what's happened over the last probably, well, let's face it, probably 60 years, and I'm not that old yet, just in case you were wondering. what's happened societally over the last 60 years is that people have moved away from their feelings and into their head. What's happened from a language perspective is people talk about how they feel and not what they think. The problem is that they're talking about what they're thinking about and labeling it feelings. Whereas in the past, a feeling was a feeling and a thought was a thought, and the two never met. Now we talk about our thinkings as feelings and rarely talk about our feelings, rarely communicate from our heart at all. So we're up in our head and I've got anxiety, I've got depression, I don't like how you do that to me, this is not okay for me, this is not acceptable. And we're running it by this step-by-step rule book that we're keeping account of in our head, as opposed to dropping down and going, actually, I feel really hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I really need support right now.
Do you feel as though society has become scared of their feelings?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because I see it in our room every time people walk into our room. It's like as soon as they know that it's okay to feel, because it takes a couple of hours, but as soon as they know it's okay to feel, there are men who've held on to anger for years and years and years that are suddenly able to let go of anger. There are women who have held on to hurt for so long, and they're suddenly able to soften and be that beautiful feminine energy that they are. There are women that come into the room red-faced and, you know, super pumped, and they're really like ready to go, but they don't know how to soften. And as soon as they're given permission to feel, they feel, and they feel so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was a massive takeaway for me was prior to NLP, I was living in my head. I was saying I had anxiety. And what it really was I was scared to feel the feelings of, okay, I feel a bit uneasy right now. And instead of feeling that, there was something wrong and there was an issue because I had this sense of anxiety. The moment I got out of my head and actually dropped into my heart and felt that, I understood the emotion and my body released it almost immediately.
Yes. And when we can release those emotions and integrate those emotions, we prevent a lot of health problems. So if we look at some of the common health problems that women are having at the moment, things like polycystic ovarian syndrome, endometriosis, infertility, those things are all caused by harboring negative emotions in the body because the head's trying to deal with it instead of the heart. So if we can get someone back into their body, back into their feminine essence, we'll allow them to release those emotions safely and in a cared for and supportive environment, then people can get rid of all those health issues as well.
Yeah, which is incredible. So have you worked with women who have endometriosis, have had endometriosis, and it's disappeared once they've dealt with emotions?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Like that quickly, within a week.
Wow. That is some power. The human body is incredible.
Yeah, for when I first started my practice in NLP, I actually took on a woman a month for a year who had had infertility issues and hadn't been able to get pregnant. Every single one of them after working with me for 6 weeks was pregnant by themselves, not IVF.
Wow. You're a baby maker over here. That's incredible.
As the Gold Coast mother or the Gold Coast grandma.
Yeah, just creating babies left, right and center. Yeah. That's great. If you want to get pregnant, guys, ladies, go chat to Liz. And so you have it within you. It's about activating it. I've heard you say that a lot as well. Shall we explore that a little bit deeper?
Yeah, sure. So everyone has what I call the burning fire in their chest or their belly. And you know that there's something more you're supposed to be doing. And the fire doesn't go out. And this is how I believe a lot of depression and anxiety is caused. It's when people try to put the fire out.
Mm.
They won't do the thing, but the body keeps going, you've got to do this thing. And they go, no, I can't. But you've got to. No, I can't. And you're in this constant battle of, you know, should I or shouldn't I? But the fire's not going to go out. You have to do the thing, right? You actually have to actually do it because while you're sitting with it, it's been given to you. It's a gift.
Yeah.
And if you just keep pushing it down, you're just going to feel sick. You're going to feel not okay. You're going to try and numb it with alcohol or drugs or something else to try and put that fire out. And when you actually step into a supportive environment with a great community, then that fire can burn bright and you can do what you've been here to do though your entire life. Everyone is given a gift. We have it within us, and all that's required is for you to activate it. That activation is the key to starting. And then once you've started, we then have to move on to decide, act, commit, right? So you have to make a decision. You have to, as soon as you've made a decision, take action. So if you're that person that rings people up and goes, hey, I really want to work with you, I want to coach with you, but you're unwilling to make that decision on the call, then you're not really making a decision. The decision happens before you get on that call, right? People get on the call, they've decided to work with you. They take action by committing to it. And then their commitment is the ongoing change that they're doing. So let's put this into a work perspective. You don't like your job. You don't want to go to your job anymore, but you feel as though you need the money. If you keep going just for the money and there's no passion in it and you don't enjoy it, then you're not going to be very happy. So what do you have to do? You have to make a decision. Okay, the decision is I'm going to leave my job. And there might be some considerations around that. Like if you must pay something or you're going to get in big, big trouble, then yeah, maybe you need to stay and make the money to pay that thing. But if you don't have that financial commitment and you've already decided you don't like your job, you should hand your resignation in today.
Yeah.
Decide, then act. And then you've got to commit to yourself to find what it is that you do love and start doing that.
That is, it sings to me that you have a purpose in life, and if we choose to ignore that, it can fester in ways of depression and anxiety. Your body's trying to tell you, do this thing. I have this purpose. I've been put here for a reason. Stop ignoring me. Listen to me. And I noticed that the moment I stood into that, like, decide, act, commit, I have this purpose, I have this mission, that anxious feeling is gone. I'm waking up being like, fuck yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. And it's so exciting to have that energy back, right? Like people, I'm so low in energy. It must be my hormones. It must be my iron levels. It must be something else. No, it's because there's something inside of you that you're passionate about that you're ignoring.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And decide, act, commit. That is a massive takeaway for so many people. They sit in their head and they're thinking this and that. Just decide, act, and commit. Fucking do it.
Because you can always change, right? You're a tree. You can always move. If you make the wrong decision, you just move and you do something different.
Yeah.
There's nothing to lose. You're here for such a short time on this planet. Do the things you want to do and do them now.
Yeah. And something you said in the prac room was the comfort zone's always going to be there. If you decide, act, and commit and do the thing, your comfort zone's always going to be there for you to run back to if you really feel like that's necessary. Chances are you probably won't, because you then live into your purpose. It's always going to be there.
Yeah, there's absolutely no risk.
Yeah,
literally. There's no risk.
Literally.
You know, if you spend money on something that you don't do, well, guess what? You can make more money.
Yeah.
There's no risk. If you spend money and you get exactly what you want, well, then guess what? You're moving forward and then you're not going to look back. You're going to put that stop sign in and keep going.
Yeah. So it's make decisions and break free from the overthinking.
Exactly, right? Yeah. So the overthinking will slow you down every time. And think about all the opportunities. If you are an overthinker listening to this right now, think about all the times that you've missed out on things because you were spending time thinking about whether you should or you shouldn't, spending time thinking if it's okay or not, spending time thinking about whether you can afford it or not. You know, I've got a friend who, she said to me the other day, she's like, I think I might go to Bali next week. And I went, great, go. And she goes, right, okay. And then she just went and booked tickets. And I'm like, in the past, this particular friend would have thought about that for a year.
Yeah.
And now that she's done the work, she can easily just go, okay, I want to do this, so I'm going to go book the tickets. Great.
Yeah. Living her best life now, just deciding, acting, committing, not overthinking as well. That's huge.
And leading from her heart. Like if your heart's calling you to go somewhere, go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and you've got to, like, all of this comes down to a motto that I've held strong for a long time, which is the be, do, have model, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be the person that you aspire to be. So if you want to run a multi-million dollar business, I can tell you, as someone who does run a multi-million dollar business, that television is not going on in my house.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting in your house hoping that you have a multi-million dollar business but sitting watching Netflix, you know, you're probably not really being the person that you aspire to be.
Yeah.
If you're going to, like, once you're being that person, then you've got to do the things that light you up, right? You've got to actually do the things. So that's the taking action part. And once you've done those things, so once you're the person who you want to be and you're doing the things you want to do, then you get to have the life that you choose.
It's all choice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. And it all starts with self-love.
It does. Let's face it, if you're listening to this now and you're going, this isn't possible, the truth is that you just don't love yourself enough to believe in it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't. You know, society has set us up to not love ourselves, because if we don't love ourselves, we're far more controllable.
Mm.
The government can control us. People can control us. We can be manipulated by partners, things like that. The thing is you've got to look at yourself and love yourself first.
Yeah.
That's just the first job, you know. And in our business, we have so many opportunities for that with all the different things that we offer. And I know that you as well have this incredible gift, Ari, that where you can actually help people with this too, now that you've been through our training.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if you're sitting out there and you're thinking, I really don't love myself, I don't even know what that looks like, I don't know how to feel like that, then reach out, do something about it. Take action.
Yeah. The help is there. All you have to do is ask.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do have one question I'd like to touch on before I let you go. Okay, so I've had a lot of people Googling NLP and Google says it's a cult. What the fuck? I wanted to talk to you about this.
I've never seen that, and that's hilarious.
Yeah, Wikipedia.
The thing is that people will label things that they don't make sense of as problematic or evil.
Yeah.
Right? The true definition of a cult is actually a group of people that choose to believe the same things and then do things against the law or harmful to self. Right. So, yes, we're a group of people. Yes, we choose to believe the same things. However, there is nothing harmful going on here. Right. We are actually working together to create a better world. And we're a group of people that come together to run a training. We don't hang out every day. We don't hang out every week. We don't even hang out every month. Right. We come together for trainings. And there are volunteers in our community that come back to every single training because they just want to see people go from that place that you would remember, Ari, day one, where everyone walked in going, what the hell is this place? I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're learning, to walking out on day seven going, oh my God, I'm a whole new human.
Absolutely. Right?
And there's people that come over and over again to help us with that mission, because that's how you change the world. One person at a time, changing the world by making everyone happy, because that's the goal in life, right?
Yeah.
The actual goal in life is, how do you be happy?
Yeah. Absolutely. And it's letting all the bottled up emotion go, feeling your feelings, getting out of your head, getting into your heart, and learning to love yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah. So if there was anyone listening to this that would like to get in touch with you, how can they find you, Liz?
The easiest way to get in touch with me is through Instagram, which is Elizabeth Ann with an E, A-N-N-E, Walker, _EAWTC. And if you message me there, it's actually me. It's the real human on my own Instagram. I'll actually talk back to you. You can send me a message, or you can jump onto our website, which is www.elizabethannwalker.com /NLP. And then you can jump through there and book a call with me, and we can jump on a call and have a chat.
And I must say, Liz is extremely responsive. So if you do reach out, know that she will get back to you.
I always do.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for jumping on today, Liz. Honestly, it was such an honor, and I'm so grateful to have you on.
Been an absolute pleasure, Ari. I will chat to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.